As it is the season finale of The Very Small Podcast, I would like to take this time to clear up a common misconception. Many of you think this is a very hilarious comedy podcast. You would be wrong. The Very Small Podcast is intended to be a very serious educational podcast, you bunch of big dummies. So I've decided to recap and reteach you the life lessons we've been trying our very best to teach you for the last 12 weeks. Starting with lesson number one. Lesson number one was never ever put a fork, a knife, a spoon, or more importantly, your whole hand in the toaster ever again. Lesson two. When in a coffee shop, always, always, always ask the barista for the easiest beverage possible to make, even if you don't like it. It's just not polite to ask anybody for what you actually want. Lesson number three. If I took every single thought that I had in my head and I tweeted it, I would probably be very good at Twitter. Lesson number four. The old wives' tales your mom says, like, don't put new shoes on the counter, don't open an umbrella inside, all of those are an absolute load of truth. And by disobeying them, I've probably fucked up my life forever. I'm sorry, ma'am. Lesson number five. Takeaway points are interesting because they're just not quite it. It's like you're getting a big old taste of freedom, but then you get that aftertaste of a plastic cup and judgment from old people. Lesson number six. Do not record your podcast segment in the shower. It sounds like you're crying. Even though you're definitely not, and it's definitely the shower, I'm fine. Lesson number seven. Do not ask my Bichon Frise Cavalier King Charles mix Alfie to be a guest on your podcast. He is an absolute diva and has surprisingly too much to say. Lesson number eight. Adults who are obsessed with Disney may be weird, but they're happier than you or me. Believe me, if I could get joy out of a talking teapot, crab or dragon, I would, but I'm just too afraid of what they would say. Lesson number nine. When in a sandwich shop, only ask for a ham and cheese toastie. Please see above point about a coffee shop. The same goes. Lesson number 10. Always, always buy the same shoes in the same size as your enemy so you know what it's like to walk a day in their shoes. Especially if they wear Birkenstocks so you can reconfirm that your enemy is a fucking dickhead every time you look at your feet. Lesson number 11. When talking to a family member, friend or colleague, always, always, always end the conversation with, well, that's what I would have said if any of this was real. And finally, lesson number 12. And that is, if you didn't get all of that from the last 11 episodes, maybe just wait until season 3 and try again. And this time, try to keep up.
Now, we all know why we tune into the I Got Talents, Look At Me competitions, where we make judgment of the future of hundreds of people's lives and dress it up as entertainment. And it's not because of the talent. It's because of the stories of struggle and tragedy. Being invisible to the eye, radio can rarely promote talent, so here at The Very Small Podcast, we decided to create our own game. Four contestants battle it out to win the star prize by not sharing their talent, but by only sharing their stories. Welcome to The Sad Factor. Now for our first contestant. What's your name, young fella? You look like a strapping young lad.
Fingers Flanagan.
What's your real name?
It's John. John Fahey.
And where are you from?
Longford.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
So John, what's your story?
I just want to play the guitar. I've been practicing.
We're just looking for the story, John.
That's nothing, really. I was abandoned as a child, you know. I was found inside an orphanage with a note saying, we're sorry, we can't. You know, we hate his face. Then it was foster home after foster home. I was homeless for a bit, some drug issues. But the one thing that really got me through it was music. Do you want to hear a song?
No. Thanks, John. Will John's story win the competition? It was pretty tragic, but was it tragic enough? Now, next up, we have... I actually don't have your name on this. I don't... There's only three... Who are you? Just quickly tell me who are you and why do you want to be here? Quickly.
I suppose X Factor is important to me just because I've had a few strange years there. My dad, he owns AIB, and randomly enough, actually, I was taken for ransom a few years back. And I suppose because I didn't really bring much to the table growing up or have any personality, they didn't really see any point in paying it. And naturally, the lads needed money, so they took an organ and a kidney of mine. And I suppose, yeah, they left me for dead. But, you know, the hospitals, they kind of exaggerated a little bit, saying I'm lucky to be alive. So I suppose that's something.
Yeah, it's actually a sad factor. Thanks. All right, next, quickly, next. Okay, what's your name?
Well, hello. My name is Tom.
And where are you from?
I'm from the south of France. Yes, Marseille.
And your age for the judges?
I'm 29 years old.
Story time.
Well, my story is not really a story. It's more of a, what do you say, a confession or public humiliation, to put it better. I've been advised by my friends that a public humiliation might rid me of my my impure thoughts. Well, since we've all been working from home the past 12 months, I've found myself having an odd attraction to a certain avian variety from my bedroom window. I know it sounds absurd, but what can I say? When you're cooped inside 9 to 10 hours a day looking through your window, it just started off with this pigeon coming every day. I left a little bit of food for it. Then all of a sudden, he brought a friend along. And I'm not telling you these aren't just normal pigeons. These are absolutely the most luxurious pigeons you've ever seen. Large, smooth feathers, beautiful, slender neck. These are no normal Dublin pigeons, you can tell. Well, anyway, it's beginning to affect my own relationship because she can't handle it. And these pigeons are beginning to become an obsession. I look forward to when they visit and I feel myself low when they're not there. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, my girlfriend's no more. Don't ask me what happened to her. But she's okay. Well, so I've devoted myself to the advocation of pigeons' rights. Because these two pigeons, they mean everything to me. I'm not sure why I came on today, but to be honest, I need to go because I'm a bit worried how my pigeons are. I have to go.
I think so far, now I can relate actually more to you, Tom. Personally, that's going to be difficult to beat. Now, next.
Hello, my name is Lady Blah Blah. Some people think I stole it from Gaga, but the truth is I came up with it first, bitch. I'm from the home of pop music and really the birthplace of Irish culture. Yeah, I'm from Donnybrook. I won't tell you my age, but I am young enough to still be relevant, okay? So fuck off, right? Bono, Geldof, Phil in it, yeah, I've never heard of any of them, but you can bet I'm a better musician than them. I'm self-taught, and you can probably tell already, but I would consider myself to have absolute raw talent. No one has ever said that to me, but I believe self-love and self-belief is all I've ever needed. And that's why the song I'll be performing tonight is called F the Haters, Why Don't You Say That to My Fucking Face, Ma'am? You Just Don't Get Me. It's a working title.
Okay, after careful consideration, the winner is Tom. Okay, that's it for this week and for the season. We'd like to thank you all for listening. We're going to be back very shortly with all kinds of new audio things for you to chew on. So till then, goodbye.